Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you, thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week four talented and experienced players of the game. We're delighted to welcome back that master of improvised comedy and repartee, Paul Merton, that mistress of humour and comedy, Linda Smith, and that wonderful stand-up ad hoc comedian, Ross Noble, and that literate and clever humorist, Clement Freud. And would you please welcome all four of them? And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Lottie Barker, who's going to help me keep the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Marlowe Theatre in that beautiful cathedral city of Canterbury. And we have in front of us a keen Kentish audience ready to cheer us on our way as we start the show this week with Paul Merton. Paul, the subject I have in front of me is how to hand in your resignation. Please tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Well, you should do it with style, with elan, a sense of purpose. I remember when I was working for the civil service some 20 years ago, I had this dream of one day going into work dressed as a clown, walking into the manager's office and pulling a wheelbarrow full of burning documents and saying, "Oh, look what happened," and seeing what his reaction would be, because I think it's no good just sort of sending a letter and saying, "Oh, I've had enough." You ought to be able to go in there and say, "Listen, I don't like the way you run this company."
Ross has challenged.
It's a repetition of go in.
It was a repetition, so Ross, that's a correct challenge, and you get a point for that, of course, and you take over the subject of how to hand in your resignation, and there are 37 seconds available starting now.
One good way to do it is to write it on your buttocks and then back into the glass window of your boss's office. Another good way, I've repeated myself and nobody even knows me. Are you allowed to challenge yourself? Is that in the rules?
Well, you'll see what happens.
I just started thinking about buttocks and I kind of drifted off of it.
But Linda managed a challenge first, yes.
Well, repetition?
Yes, but what of?
Words that he was saying.
Yes, that's right, yes.
That he really shouldn't have repeated within that 1 minute.
You know, I think to be fair, within the rules of Just a Minute, I say, Ross, she didn't give me an accurate challenge, so you have an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject, you get a point for that, and you continue with 30 seconds available on how to hand in your resignation starting now.
You could go to the garden outside of the office and you could plant some daffodils.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of you could.
Yes, you could before.
Prevent three, you could.
Yes. I don't know why you sort of have that reaction. It's a perfectly legitimate challenge. It's a correct one. And Clement, you have a point for a correct challenge. You have the subject. 26 seconds available starting now.
You hand in your resignation with fury, anger, and preferably an oath. Damn you, you swine. Dirty, rotten.
Linda challenged.
Repetition of you.
I don't think that challenge has won you many friends in this audience, Linda, but it is a correct challenge.
Well, I don't know. First of all, I'm not being specific enough. Now I'm being too specific. I mean,
it's a correct challenge, Linda. So, you have a point. You're keen. That's what we encourage. And you have 16 seconds, and you have how to handle your hand in your resignation starting now.
I have very little experience of how to hand in your resignation because in my very brief sojourn into the working world, my pioneering work...
Clement challenge.
Repetition of mine.
Hoisted on your own petard, but
well, yes. Canterbury, we're in for a long evening.
There we are, yes. Yes, we're trying not to be too keen on some of the smaller words. But Clement, you got back at her quite correctly. You have a point for that, and you have the subject back, and you have 8 seconds starting now.
I think you do it gracious.
Ross, challenge.
Repetition of I.
Right, I'll allow it in this round only, but from now on, let's resist that temptation. But he did say I before. And so, Ross, you've got a correct challenge, you've got a point, you've got 6 seconds. How to hand in your resignation starting now?
Shave it into the side of a dog and then throw some chum at your boss and then...
Full challenge.
Repetition of boss.
Yeah, yeah,
you mentioned your boss before, yes. Right. Well, listen, Paul. 3 seconds for you on the subject, starting now.
A man once wrote to the Sunday Times, "I've just got rid of an employee by the most remarkable way. What I..."
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Paul Merton. He's got 1 point, so has Linda Smith. Clement's got 2, and Ross Noble's got 3. So, in fact, there's a lot of points scored in the first round, which is unusual. But we continue. And, Linda, would you take the next round? And the subject is fillings. Tell us something about fillings in this game, starting now.
Fillings? Well, all sorts of things in this world have fillings. Biscuits, for example. Jammy Dodgers have a filling that seems to be some kind of sticky red conserve. I can only...
Paul Merton Challenge.
It's jam.
Jam can also be called a conserve.
Is that right? I was conserving the word jam for a later moment.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't think it was...
I thought Linda was confused as to what it was.
No, she was. No. I think, you know...
No, that's Nicholas. He's confused as to where we are.
I don't think so. Paul, a keen challenge, but it was incorrect. So, Linda, another point to you. You keep the subject. 51 seconds still available on fillings starting now.
I think it must be some kind of sports jam because it seems to be about 30% lycra.
Paul, challenge.
No, it's just jam. just jam.
Well, I beg to differ. I think it's much stretchier than your normal jam.
No.
I don't think jam has the give that Jammy Dodger gets.
I think you'll find it's jam that's just been sitting on the shelf for a long time.
Yeah.
The stretchability that you see is attributed to the longevity of the jam.
I think, Paul, you have a lot to learn about jam technology.
Do you know that jam is also an acronym for just the minute?
From the subject of jam.
Listen, you're not even talking in the subject at the moment. You've been having a cooking talk and so forth. Paul, the audience enjoyed your interruption, but it wasn't a correct challenge. We give you a bonus point because of the response you received. Linda, you still have the subject. You've got a point, of course, you were interrupted. 47 seconds available for fillings starting now.
Teeth sometimes have fillings, amalgam usually. I think that's probably the most practical thing to have in your teeth rather than...
Clement Foy, challenge.
2 teeth.
Yes, you did
repeat. Well, some of us have got our own.
Ooh. Clement, you have the subject of fillings. There are 41 seconds available, starting now.
When they give you a questionnaire which has lots of boxes along the sides of the pages, you say, "What are these for?" And they answer, "Fillings." That's all I have to say.
Paul, you challenged.
A conclusive end.
A conclusive
end. Hesitation.
Which we call hesitation. So, Paul, you have the subject now. Fillings, which you wanted anyway, and there are 29 seconds starting now.
There are 17 different types of jam. Let me take you through them. First of all, we have the ordinary household jam.
Challenge.
Repetition of jam.
Jam's not the subject.
Jam's not the subject?
No, it's fillings. There was such a discussion about jam, you felt it had taken over from fillings.
Nobody's mentioned fillings, all I've heard is jam.
Jam was the filling.
Now you tell me.
Now, I told you when you started, Paul, but Clement, a correct challenge, 21 seconds still available for fillings starting now.
Stuffings are the most common fillings for chicken, duck, goose, and pork as well, lamb, veal. You get eggs and breadcrumbs.
All challenged.
He's run out of meat, isn't he? he's
going on to the fillings.
Hesitation.
So he hesitated. Yes, Paul, a correct hesitation there. 12 seconds. Tell us something about fillings, Paul. Fillings, starting now.
My favourite filling, without a doubt, and I think you know what it is just by looking at me. I've mentioned it already several times, but this I will not mention by name.
Oh, it's a rough, tough game, isn't it? Yes, Clement, yes.
Repetition mention.
And 4 seconds for you, Clement, on filling, starting now.
Thyme, coriander, rosemary, parsley, chive.
Paul's challenge.
Well, those aren't fillings, they're herbs.
They are herbs, they're but you can use them as fillings.
Use them as fillings.
You can use them as fillings.
Mm. Even parsley?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Not in my neck of the woods.
And jam.
Well, I mean, maybe your life has not
been... We usually use jam where we live. Don't bother with parsley, get the jam in.
Well, you stuff your chicken with jam, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Chicken and jam, you never had it? It tastes horrible.
Right, so Clement Freud was then speaking as the whistle went. No, he wasn't, he was challenged, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And it was an incorrect challenge.
He didn't mention jam.
No, he was talking about fillings, and you challenged him on the fact that these herbs were not fillings and they can be used as fillings. And Clement, you were challenged with only half a second to go. You got a point for an incorrect challenge. You got half a second to go. Fillings starting now.
Jam.
So Clement Freud was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and with other points in that round, he's taken a good lead ahead of Paul Merton, followed in equal third place with Linda Smith and Ross Noble. Paul, it's your turn to begin, and the subject now, which is very apt, strange enough, in all the 35 years we've done this show, we've never thought of this subject. It's 1 minute, because you have to talk for 1 minute. But can you now talk for just a minute on 1 minute, starting now?
1 minute can be fast, slow, medium pace.
Ross, challenge.
No, it's a minute.
I'm talking about the world of perception. If you're drowning underwater, a minute's quite a long time.
And that's what you were leading to say, I'm sure, but yeah. What you actually said was 1 minute can be slow or fast. It can't. 1 minute, Ross is right. It's deviation. 1 minute is 60 seconds. It's counted down per second, according to the whatever...
Were you confused by what I said?
No. I understood exactly where you were going. You were going into one of your surreal areas, but you didn't preface that. You just said 1 minute.
Should I make a special noise? I'm going into a surreal area. I'll be a hooter.
Beep, beep.
I think
you just covering up the fact you've got access to time travel?
Well, quite a few people out there think, oh, well, he might. Yeah. Sort of bloke he would.
Cracked it. Do you think he'd be here today?
I think, Ross, you got in very rapidly. I think it would be very unfair not to give it to you for deviation.
Thanks.
So you have 57 seconds on 1 minute starting
I
now.
I deviated. 3 seconds I was talking for.
Your opening remark was utterly devious. I think Ross was entitled to have it. I know. Listen, this is just a minute. These are the rules. Who's running it, you or me?
I mean, it's
very difficult sometimes to interpret, but I try to be fair within the rules of just a minute, and if I think I've been a little generous to one, I always rebalance it out by readjusting the situation a little later on. And don't confuse me, audience, please. Ross, 57 seconds on 1 minute, please. So, 1 minute, please. That's what this show used to be called. On 1 minute, starting now.
I recently bought an album called The Best of Westlife, which was exactly 1 minute long. It must have taken them quite a lot of time to actually find that particular piece of music that was...
Paul Chance.
Well, I think if it's that long, it's not really an album. It's more of a single.
Well, actually, it's not really a single, is it? It's a sample.
Yes. So it's certainly
I
not
think
an album,
I will
it?
Show you how fair I am. I try to have the wisdom of Solomon, which is very difficult, in here. I was generous to you on that other challenge. I will now be generous to Paul and say, yes, that was a good challenge, Paul, and you have the subject back of 1 minute, 46 seconds, starting now.
In the future, some 400 years...
I knew it.
Yes.
Time travel.
Well interjected, Ross. We give you a bonus point because we loved what you said, and the audience did as well, so he gets a bonus for that. But Paul was interrupted, so he gets a point, and he keeps the subject, 43 seconds, 1 minute, starting now.
1 minute will be much longer than they are...
Ross, challenge.
We've already established it's 1 minute.
In 400 years' time.
Yes, but how do you know that?
Because I'm a time traveller. Oh!
Yes, well, Ross, I knew we'd get it out of him eventually.
I don't know how I adjudicate on this one.
Nicholas, am I a time traveller or not? It's as simple as that.
No, you're not a time traveller, so Ross has it.
Yeah.
41 seconds. The subject is 1 minute, starting now.
Packet noodles take exactly 1 minute to cook. If you really want them to be nice, you can add oregano, basil. You can also add some cheese. You can add some meat. Why not get some dog food and mix that in? Possibly get some more...
Linda, you challenge.
A very slight hesitation.
Yes, there was. You start listing and you soon trip yourself up, don't you?
I don't know enough foods.
Right.
I only know noodles, that's all I eat.
You're a noodle king, are you?
Very much.
Right, so. Right. 25 seconds. Linda, you have a correct challenge, of course, and the point for that. And the subject is 1 minute, starting now.
1 minute. Salesmen often say, may I have 1 minute of your time, when what they really mean is, may I have all your money for some poxy timeshare, which, of course...
Clement, challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
May I and time and... Right.
May I have, if you could be there. Clement, you have the subject. It's 16 seconds for you to talk on 1 minute, starting now.
I think it's now been established that 1 minute cannot be slow or fast, but is medium-paced 60 seconds. This game used to be called 1 minute, please, before it became just a minute. And I am old enough to remember the very beginning when Ian Messiter...
Clement Roy speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. He's now one ahead of Ross Noble. He's three behind Paul Merton, and he's a few ahead of Linda Smith. I need to give you that order so as not to confuse you, but I probably have. Linda, it's your turn to begin. And the subject here is osteopathy. Do you know much about it? If not, whether you do or not, you still have to try and talk on the subject. And 60 seconds are available starting now.
Osteopathy is practiced by osteopaths, who are very clever people who can tell where you've hurt yourself just by when you scream, oh, blimey, that really hurts, stop doing that, I'll give you 50 quid, I won't even stay an hour. It's quite amazing how it works. Some people might think that the word osteopathy means some mad person who hates oast houses, which would make...
Judge. Was it repetition of person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, well, he is right.
39 seconds. Osteopathy with you, Ross, starting now.
Osteopathy is the word used to describe general ambivalence towards ostriches. Obviously, Bernie Clifton used to suffer from this on a regular basis. He would be riding around on that particular beast and he would have to bring in special people that could do the job that was needed to be done. And I haven't paused. Don't go thinking I paused there, because I didn't pause. Don't even... I did repeat.
Linda, challenge.
Repetition of pause.
Yes, don't think I've paused there. I paused there. So, Linda, you got in first, and you've got osteopathy back. You've got 17 seconds, and you start now.
Osteopathy back. Well, that's quite funny in itself, isn't it? If you had an osteopathy and it was to do with...
Paul, challenge.
Did we have repetition of back?
No, she never mentioned the back before. She mentioned the muscles and the things, and you see ow and
osteopathy
groan
back, and
so
and
forth.
Then did we know?
No, I said you got osteopathy. I said back.
Did you?
I got osteopathy back.
You travelled forward in time, and I was about to do that.
So, sorry, but...
Sorry about that.
Well, I love the keenness, Paul. Don't be inhibited. Not that you ever could be as someone of your nature. 11 seconds, Linda. You have an incorrect challenge, a point, and osteopathy starting now.
Osteopathy.
And who challenged Clement?
Me.
What?
I wanted you to love the keenness.
You know you're keen, Clement. You wouldn't be coming back so regularly after 35 years if you weren't.
You said back before.
Also, we established earlier that all minutes are the same. This is a pretty long minute, can I just say that?
Clement, were you looking for a bonus point then?
Yes.
Right, you've got one. Because they enjoy the interruption. Linda, you get a point for being interrupted, and you have 11 seconds on osteopathy starting now.
Osteopathy could mean someone who couldn't be bothered to go to Austria, in which case I would suggest they chose another...
Paul, challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, it doesn't mean that. Well, I mean, it could mean that. You could say this table could be a horse. If it is, the glass will fall off. But it's not.
You could say it.
You could say that. And
How do you define deviation, then, if you say, well, it could be that?
She said it could mean that in some people's minds. So I think she stated her case very adequately.
Oh, OK.
Right?
Sounds like a new rule to me.
No, it's an interpretation of the rules that exist, as far as I can see. Mm. It's just a tough job. They do give me a tough time, don't they?
They won't like this in the year 2068, I'll tell you.
Osteopathy with you, Linda, having got another point. 5 seconds available, starting now.
Osteopathy can be found if you look in the...
Paul, challenge.
Repetition of can be.
Yes.
But I was saying can be island.
Could be.
She did say could be before.
She did
Clement,
say.
Thank God someone's listening.
You have another point. You have 3 seconds. Osteopathy is starting now.
Osteopathy has come in for a lot of misinformation this afternoon, and I think it's a really poor...
So, Linda Smith, to the joy and pleasure of our audience here, started with the subject and, in spite of interruptions, finished with it. And she not only got a point for speaking when the whistle went, but she gained a number of points in the round, and she really has leapt forward. She's only 1 point behind our joint second place, Ross Noble and Clement Freud, and then only a couple of points behind our leader, Paul Merton. It's anybody's contest, but you're not interested in that, are you? You love the fun and the banter. We're... Oh, my God, I'm dressed. Ross... It's your turn to begin. Oh, what a lovely subject for this lovely part of the world in Kent. Hops. Ross, tell us something about hops in just a minute, starting now.
Hops could be the name of a little rabbit that a tiny child has found in a nearby field all on its own, and she's gone over and picked it up and put it in a special case and taken it back to her home, where she will care for that said beast. It's not really, strictly speaking, an angry creature, and I used the word that I used before.
Oh. Clement.
Repetition is used.
Yes, yep. Use the word and use and also word. Right, fair dues, right. 42 seconds, Clement, a correct challenge. Hops, starting now.
Christopher Robin went hoppity, repeat 4 times, hop. When I asked him to stop, he said I couldn't possibly. Hops also grow in Kent and are an integral part of beer. You get the hops and you warm them until they are brown and lovely and smell toasty.
Oh, that audience were actually willing you forward, Ross. You slipped up. Ross, you were the first to challenge.
Yes.
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 Well, you had to say.
Hesitation.
That's right, yes. Hesitation, correct.
Yes. You had Sorry, he'd actually hypnotized me.
No. he had the audience action.
Like, I was. Yes. Like that.
And the audience were much the same, mesmerized, actually. The 22 seconds, hops with you, Ross, starting now.
Hops were the type of dances that teenagers in America used to go to and enjoy fantastic rhythm and blues and possibly rock and roll. The Fonz was often seen at these particular events. Hops could be a type of car released by the Ford Motor Company. The new hops that would be seen leaping over fences and trees instead of going on a road.
So Ross Noble kept going till the whistle went, gained that extra point, and a wonderful round of applause. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is how to do first aid. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
It is a close-run thing between giving mouth-to-gob resuscitation and shouting, is there a doctor in the house? Now, I'm never quite sure which comes first. First aid, I suppose, means having a black bag full of stethoscopes and sticking plaster, also ointments and unctions, which you put on the affected parts of the body when someone...
Paul Challenge.
Well, it's deviation, really, what? I think. Well, you said a bag full of stethoscopes, and I think you'd only have one stethoscope, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You wouldn't really want other stethoscopes for people to join in.
No. Well...
Oh, Clement says you would have more than one, well, in case you had a stethoscope failure. Yeah.
But I mean, listen, it's difficult to judge because there could be an individual who has 2 stethoscopes.
Yes, of course.
He Backed could.
He might have
a backup system.
Yes, he might have an old
stethoscope suddenly caught fire.
Yes.
Spare stethoscope is here.
That's right.
I can't hear anything. The stethoscope's blocked with some sort of animal.
That's
I've
right.
I've got a spare. First aid continues.
Yes. So why did
Always
you...
pack a spare stethoscope.
So why did you challenge Paul?
Well, he said stethoscopes. I said that's first deviation.
No. Listen, I'll tell you what we do. We give you a bonus point because you love the way you try to cover.
I'd like him to have the subject.
Well, I don't want it. I'm not interested in the subject. I just want people at home to realise if they're in an accident, don't expect somebody with 2 stethoscopes. It won't happen.
Right. But, Clement, you were interrupted, so you get a point for that. And you do keep the subject, how to do first aid, starting now.
I don't really know myself how to do first.
Paul Charles.
Well, that's blindingly obvious.
Maybe obvious,
can we buzz for honesty and candour?
You can, but it's not one of the rules of just a minute. And after all...
So it is 2 stethoscopes things just annoying me.
No. No, you can't have him for that, as much as you'd like to. I mean, the thing is that in just a minute you have to keep talking the subject, even if you don't like it or don't know anything about it. And Clement's endeavouring to do that very successfully at the moment. And he has 33 seconds on how to do first aid, starting now.
There's a man who lives in my village, near the church, down a lane, behind the lake, who actually knows exactly how to do first aid. Ask him, what shall I give?
Linda, challenge.
Repetition of nose.
Nose, yes. There's a man down a lane who knows, and he knows something else. And you have 20 seconds on how to do first aid, starting now.
I don't know how to do first aid. I wonder if...
Ross, challenge.
Well, that's deviation then, isn't it? That's the...
Well, that's exactly what Paul tried to get Clement on, and I didn't give it to him.
Oh, well, it's worth a try a second time,
isn't it? I can't give it to him. Linda, an incorrect challenge. So you keep the subject, how to do first aid. 18 seconds available, starting now.
I know how to do first aid.
Ross, challenge.
A minute ago, she didn't know how to do first aid.
Right. Isn't education a fantastic thing?
No. So the benefit of the doubt on this occasion to you, Ross. And 16 seconds available. How to do first aid, starting now.
You could join St. John's Ambulance. He was, of course, the patron saint of people with little bags that sit around looking bored at village fetes.
Another... Clement, challenge.
Repetition of saints.
It was, yes.
Yes, it was, yes. Indeed, I'm afraid, yes. So, Clement, you've got him in 7 seconds on how to do first aid, starting now.
A tourniquet is particularly important for doing first aid. You can use a belt or tie.
Ross, challenge.
Not if you've just got a graze.
Yes, he didn't establish in what kind of injury there was involved.
You poked yourself in the eye and somebody's trying to get your leg off.
I think, to be generous in this situation, I give it to you, Ross. 2 seconds on how to do first aid, starting now.
It's best to do it on a sick person, because otherwise they get very angry and they start...
So, Ross Noble was then speaking as the whistle went. They all gave such good value, I don't like to say that one was ahead of the other. In fact, there wasn't much aheadness in this at all, because Linda Smith and Paul Merton were equal in second place, and there were only 2 points behind Ross Noble and Clement Freud, who were equal in first place. So we say, Ross and Clement, you're the winners this week. Put a round of applause for all four. So... it only remains for me to say thank you to our four exciting and delightful players of this game, Paul Merton, Ross Noble, Linda Smith and Clement Freud. I also thank Lottie Barker for the way she kept the score for me and blew her whistle so elegantly. And we also thank our producer, Claire Jones, who tries to keep us in order. And we are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game. And we're also indebted to this lovely audience here at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury, who've cheered us on our way with such joy. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the panel, goodbye! Till we play again!